Listen,
Kum Lenin
doesn't have time to look. By the time he gives a glance, you're gone.
Kum Lenin Ablak Yimoda Rupter Kuf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. So we're learning about over here that if somebody was born a tumtum, he didn't find out he was a b'chayr till much later, he misses out on a certain din of a b'chayr. So for example, he doesn't have the din of ben sayer and because it says v'hoya ha-ben, and so too he doesn't get a double portion because it says v'hoya ha-ben. It has to be from havoya, from creation. Ameima came along and said that he also doesn't, that if he was a pashut, he doesn't reduce the chelik of the b'chayr. We're not sure he was a boy or a girl at the time. Okay. Now we're up to Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi Amar, Af Einoi Nimoi Lishmoin on Shabbos, the 8th day, if he's a tumtum, we're not going to mal him. In other words, by the time the 8th day comes around, we find out that he is a boy, we won't mal him on Shabbos, because the moment he's born, the moment that he was born, we had to know it was a Zachar. Otherwise, no behesis. No. Definitely not. What are you going to mal? There's nothing. It's covered over.
I'm saying, but if you're Koida...
You're not Koida. Why are you Koida? You're only Nikra. Remember, he always says Nikra. We're not Koida. Oh, that's the whole Gemara here. Then the Gemara continues, right? Rav Sharav Yoimer, af ein imoy tmei leida. You know that there's a tumas leida the first 7 days by a boy, or 14 days by a girl, and the next 33 days, or the next 66 days, no matter what blood they see, they are toyed. You don't have a din of tumas leida, that definitely the 7 or 14 days she is tamei, da makro, isha kisazi, ve yolda zocher. For the moment, the kid was born, you knew it was a zocher, but tmei she was yomim. At she is zocher, mishas leida, that's be a zocher. Freddy Gemara Kasha and Sharavi, we don't understand. Meisve, it's in the Fedish. Ha mapeles tumtum, if somebody's mapel or tumtum around the regular. The regular means someone has both signs. Teishev la zocher vilanakeva. We're machma, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so what do you do? So therefore, you'll have the chumras of a boy and a girl. You'll be tame for 14 days like a girl, but you'll only have 33 days of tata like a boy. So what are you telling me that there's no dinam of tumas later by someone who's a tumtum? So in Fedish, there is. Tiyuvta completely repudiates. Rav Shravya, Tiyuvta. For the mother, Lema, Tehevi, Tiyuvta, the Rav Shizbi. We also have a Kasha Rav Shizbi. He's the one who said about a Bris Mila, you know, it's not Deuch Shabbos, if it was born a Tumtum. Because what's the chiluk between, if you tell me he's not a boy when it comes to Bris Mila, nor is he a boy when it comes to Tumas Leida. And here it says the fate is you do Tumas Leida of a boy and a girl. The Tana is a Safik, he's not sure. Is he, is the halacha that he's a boy or not? So therefore, because he's not sure, therefore when it comes to Bris Mila, we're not going to be Deuche Shabbos. But when it comes to Tumah, we'll be Machmir is Deuche. Fedi Gemara, if you do, Machumr is, say Bazei, Velachumr, Yehochi, Teich, Lezoch, Lekev, Lindir, Boilei, since it's possible that he does not have the din of a Zoch, Lekev, why did we say that if he sees, if she sees any Dam after the 7 or 14 days, that Tumah is Nidah? Because the Tahara of 33 days is a Kula. And you're telling me you're not even sure that this person is entitled to either a zocher or a keva of the din of tumah. If you're being machmer, all the chumrah, it's just like you're machmer by bris, you don't do it on Shabbos, be machmer, that should be a nidah. And therefore, if she sees dam, day number 21, she should become tamei. Kasha, that's a good question. It's not an obstacle to the Rashbam, because you can always teach in the Mishnah that the Mishnah also meant nidah. Omar Rav said, Rav Tanya Kavah said, Rav Ami. We actually learned like Rav Ami. We look like a mommy, it says, it says, ben, v'loy tumtum, that a ben, Rabbi Ami is the one who said that a tumtum, that if it tore open, he found that as a boy, he does not get double portion. That's, Rabbi Ami introduces whole sugya. You notice it says nikra. We don't go and tear their things off at all.
No, if it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I was.
Otherwise, he's a get of a tumtum. Oh, why even have a tumtum? Just go ahead and cut it off and see what it is.
If you do an operation, then.
You don't do it.
But if the boy,
yeah, then the same thing. Then the same thing. We'll find out what he is.
But he's
missing out on
the bechira.
No.
But he's mechuyev in bris and all that. Then wouldn't he be?
Yeah, for sure. But he wouldn't be doicha Shabbos l'mosh and so on. Tanya gavas Rabami Ben. It says in the pasuk that if two women, one ahuv and one snua, and they'll have a child, then Ben hapchoyer is the snua. It says Ben v'loy tumtum. It says in the brayse Ben a son and not a tumtum. Clear, like just like Rabami bechoyer v'loy safik. And then the Brayse introduces a new concept. Only a b'chayr, but only for definite b'chayr, not a doubtful b'chayr. What does that mean? If you're talking about double portion, of course a doubtful b'chayr does not get double portion. Other brothers will say, prove you're a b'chayr, you'll get it. You don't have to prove it. When it comes to money, what's the Brayse trying to tell you? The pasuk b'chayr v'lo safik. It'd be like a ben v'lo tum kirabami. El b'chayr v'lo safik lafuki mai. What is coming to exclude? The Gemara lafuki mididor asher rove. To exclude what the rove said. And what's that? The Dorash Rove, Rove Dashend, Shtei Noshim, there were two women, Sheyoldu Beis Chorim, there were two women that gave birth to two Zechorim, Bemachba, in a cave. But what happened was they got mixed up. They don't know which kid is whose, and there's no DNA testing, and they don't know who the B'chayit is. Koisvin, so they write, Hashem. Two wives of a man, not quite, two wives to one husband. They both gave birth. One of them will be a b'chayr to the, could be, when it comes to b'chayr to Yerusha, it's only the man. So the question is, which one's the b'chayr? They don't know. So this is what Rava suggested. Rava suggested, Manashach, one of the b'chayr. So this is what they do. Is Koisvin Hashar Zelazel. They write a contract to each other. They say, look, I'm Michael, you, and you can collect the double portion. Well, then if you want to be a nice guy and give me half. But the what's the svar of Manashach? If you're the B'chayr, no, you're entitled to it. And if I was the B'chayr, I'm giving you the present. We learned yesterday, 4 days ago, 3 days ago, Lost in Lepish 9. You can give him a ton. It's up to me.
So what's the Shaila here? That who was born first?
Yeah. Who gets B'chayr? So who gets double?
Why do we use a lotion of base B'chayrim? Base
B'chayrim. What do you mean, why? Because
the
B'chayr is only.
I just got mixed up. I thought we said Beis Bechorim.
No, Beis Chorim.
I need another coffee.
Okay. I'll give you some of mine.
Bechorim. I need a stronger coffee.
This is a beautiful Gemara here, and all the Rabbanim should learn from this Gemara. Look what happens. This very thing that you said over here, Ravin sent, I sent a letter to all my Rebbes. What's Pshat in the Baraisa? No one knew. What do you mean, philosophic? But in truth, Kach Amru, this is what they said, Mishur Rabbi Yanai. They didn't know, but they said the name of Rabbi Yanai. The following. If we knew that who was a b'chayr, and then a day or 2 days later they got mixed up and we couldn't tell if we got to put the bands on or whatever it was, then koisvin hashar zelazel. Then we do this cheshbon. If we never knew from the moment they were born, we never knew who was b'chayr, ain't koisvin hashar zelazel. Then nobody's entitled to a double portion. What are you entitled to a portion if you knew that you're a b'chayr? Tomorrow you forgot, then we just because physically we don't remember, so we make this hashar business. So what did Rabbi Yanai say? That Rabbi Yanai said that the pshat of b'chayr v'lo safik is that if it was never definite that this one was a b'chayr, it was always a safik, there's no din of b'chayr. Not like you, Rava, who said that even if we never knew from the beginning, we can make this hashar business. This is a beautiful gemara here. Hadar uki Rava amoyr alei. Rava got his amoyd, the one who's the loud mouth there who repeated all his drushes. Ibezoge. And he said to him, the Dorash, and this is what the guy said, Dvarim shamarti lechem. You know what I told you guys yesterday? Toys of Yodi. I made a mistake. Rava is the only amoyd, he did this like 6 or 7 times in Shas. That got up there, but he said clearly, I made a mistake. I withdraw, and this is the correct thing to say. An amazing, amazing thing to do. We don't find anybody else acknowledging they made a mistake. The Ram, in truth, Kach Amru Mishum Rabbi Yanai. He repeats what Rabbi Yanai said. He said, "I'm Moida." Hukru. If you knew the guy was a b'chayin, then you forgot. So he says, "Arvu Kaisa Shazazeh." Abelai Hukru. Ain't Kaisvin Hashar Zelazeh. You don't write Hashar to each other.
Do we see somewhere that the Rambam got some reward for this?
I mean, yeah, Allah is always like him.
Yeah,
that's pretty good reward.
You would have made of like boys. This is the same kind of.
You're
not afraid to stand up and say I made a mistake.
You want a reward for telling the truth?
No, but this is a big deal in the Rambam. So someone stands up and says, "Rabbi, boy, so I was mistaken." That's a big deal.
That's right. That is correct.
Take vittel.
I don't say it, because if I would, I would be saying it every day. So this way,
you don't make a mistake, so that's not a problem.
The people of this place called Akra da Agma sent a letter to Rabbi Shmuel. What happens if we all thought that Reuben was a b'chayr for this guy, for this family? And the Amar Avi, one day the father comes along and says, no, Reuben's a b'chayr. That guy there, he's my b'chayr. Shaila is, do you believe, we know you believe a father, but will you believe a father against the Rambam talking about a koil? Where everybody, you know, rumor was, or we assumed, that this was the b'chayr.
Public knowledge.
Yeah. Because if it's talking about Adim, there's nothing to talk about. The father will never be believed. And yet here it says believed. Shaila Chlui wrote, Koisvin Hashar Zealzeh. They write a Hashar to each other. He writes a Hashar, the one that we assumed is a b'chayr. acknowledges and gives permission to the one that the father now is appointing as the b'chayr to go ahead and to take over the b'chayr. We're going to have a machlekes Rabban Rabbi Yehuda for fathers believe against the tradition. So just say the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, halach is like Rabban. And what's the idea of Shamanashach? Ike Rabbanon Svidalei. If he held like the Rabbanon, then he should say, Lishluk Rabbanon. He should paskin like the Rabbanon. And Ike Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, says that you are believed, then Lishluk Rabbanon says, I'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's believed, Manashach. He's not sure who the halach is like. Either halach Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon. And therefore he says to the, we're going to, since we don't know, we need the permission of the one that we assumed was the B'chayr to allow to write this letter and say, I'm being Marsha, I'm giving over to you the B'chayr.
Would you enforce him? Like, is it?
But obviously he'll get some benefit from it because you give it to him and he'll, maybe he'll get a kickback or something. I assume, otherwise... He does, but the father is the one who has a right. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's entitled to zero. So they'll probably give him something as a matana. What's this Rabbi Yehuda Chamayi? What's going on here? The time we learn, Yakir, it says in the Pasik, Kesabchoy ben Asnoy Yakir. What do you mean Yakir you should recognize? Yakirenu lachedim. Says Rabbi Yehuda that the father is going to acknowledge his presence, his existence to other people. Yakir, make it known. Just like he said, this is my b'chayr. Those believe to say that this, that my wife is a grusha chalutza, and this kid is pasul to kahuna. The chacham say that he's not believed. The father is not believed. Now, what is going on here? If no one knew, as we'll soon see, if no one knew the guy who the b'chayr was, the father of the b'chayr, of course, believe. So it says yakir. We're talking about where we assumed that this guy is the b'chayr. The father comes along and is trying to change the chazaka. The chacham says, "I believe." And the Rabbi Yehuda says, "He is." Rabbi Yehuda understands yakir. Rabbi Yehuda understands what says yakir. Yakir and lachedim. The father can make known to others. El rabban and yakir l'amali. Since he's not believed, what should yakir? We don't know who the b'chayr is. Then the father's believed. He tells who the b'chayr is. But if we know who the b'chayr is, the father's not believed. Understand? You're telling me the whole pasuk yakid is avad according to Chachamim. You tell me the according to Chachamim that if we don't know who it is, we believe him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a big chiddush. That even though we assume this one guy that he comes along and says no, it's the other guy. Okay. And there's no, but it comes to Chachamim, we didn't know. So what happened? The father said, if it wouldn't be the pasuk, what would you think? We have no idea the b'chayr is. The father says Reuven is the b'chayr. What would we think? We don't believe the father. If you don't believe in the father, say, you know what? I'll give you a matana. Could we learn before? You give him a matana. Yeah, matana's body. So he has a migui. If he wanted to give him a matana, now that he says, look, I'm not giving him a matana, Yerusha, but he's my b'chayr and he's entitled to a portion, why wouldn't you believe him? A migui is always believed. In the Rabbi Yehuda, if it's against what we know that Shimon is b'chayr. Father comes along and says, the Reuven is b'chayr. There's no migui, because the migui mokem edim. Okay, you have a migui matana, but what do you want us to believe? You're now something against what we know? We didn't believe. It's like the coil is so strong, it's like Edim. So the my hilchus lemeisel lepishnayim to give him double lo yehi leecha achar even a fremde ilu boy lemeisel lematana mi lo yoy they can't give him. Well, lo, you know, tzich ben chosim shenof lo ma'acha mekan. What about? Okay, you're right. He has a migi and everything that he had till now, but things that will come afterwards, after he said this, he no longer has a migi because it's a dover shaloi bala oilim. He can't say, oh, he could have given it as a present. He didn't have it to give it. So what do we do then with the new estates that he bought after he said this word? Are we going to believe him that he's a b'chayr or not? That's why the Rabbanan say yes, yakir, that even though there's no migui, as long as we don't know, we're going to believe him. Yes, the migui will all go on the future that he buys. What I need a pasuk for? Yakir lomli ben chasim shenafu leikushu geisus. While he's a geisus, so he's alive. After he's dead, of course, he can't give anything away. It's no longer his. But while he's a geisus, he's alive. But he's not in the position to give matanas. He can't speak. He can't do anything. He's a geisus. So if he's a yedish, we'll believe him. If not, not. Talmud Glent. We all assume that Reuven is a b'chayr, but Amar Aviv al Achash b'chayr, and the father says Shimon is a b'chayr. Neman, he is believed, which is Rabbi Yehuda. You believe the father. Then it says, we knew Reuven is not a b'chayr, but Amar Aviv b'chayr. The father comes along and says he is a b'chayr. Ainu Neman, which is the Rabbanon. Reisha Rabbi Yehuda v'Seifa Rabbi Yehonan. Sometimes we ask as a question. Here it's a statement that the Reisha Rabbi Yehuda v'Seifa Rabbanon. Because usually we have one Rava says that's what it is, and Abai says, no, I'll give you another pshat to fit it in somehow. But here, I guess it's so clear, there's nothing to learn. So anyway, right here, Amar Abichbegen, Amar Benihu, if a guy says, look, this is my son. Then the chaz of Amar Abdi says, my slave. We believe him as a slave. And he'll say that the reason why Rabbi Yechida says we don't believe him because nobody calls a slave his son. So if he said it's a son, it's fa'fal. He's changing his mind too late. We believed him already. Yaakov believed him. Einu nemen. But if he says, Avdihu, he's my slave. Nobody, he works for me like a slave. And then the chaz of Amar Benihu, my son, nemen. Rabbi Yechida's chiddush is that he can explain himself. Why would you call your son a slave? The mishamash lika avda. He treated his son like a slave because he worked like a slave, a young father. Come on,
Bichilu. He just called him that.
Why would he call him my Evadu?
Because he works so hard.
Exactly. He made him work so hard. Evadu should work, not polishing diamonds. It means cleaning shoes and scrubbing the toilets and so on. When it comes to taxes, pufaket. Because by taxes, if you, for your own family, you don't pay extra tax when you cross the bridge. But for an Eved, you pay taxes. So if he got up and he said, this guy's my Eved, there's no way that he would have said his Eved unless Taki was. He can't change his mind. But if it's my son, we'll believe him because maybe he just tried to avoid taxes. People used to cheat sometimes. Like in America, you know what? If you're under 6 years old, you pay nothing for the bus. Favorite story. If you're under 6 years old, you pay nothing to go on the bus. So this kid is going on the bus with his mother, and the bus driver says, kid, how old are you? I'm 5 years old till I get off the bus. So the same here. Hoya Oivra Beis HaMechis, he was going by the tax house of Amar Benihu, who is my son, because of Amar Avdi, who is my Eved, Nem is believed to avoid taxes. Amar Avdi, my slave, because of Amar Benihu, son, ain't a Nemun. Meisel has a question, it says, Hoya Misham Shemoi Kiben. So this is what Yechim said. It says in the Braisa, Hoya Misham Shemoi Kiben, the guy who was serving like a son, he only did nice things, you know, but coveted good things. Uva of Amar Benihu, he said, that's my son, and we saw he behaved like a son. And then the cause of Amar Avdi, he said, it's my slave, ain't a Nemun. You change it? No, we don't believe you. Because once Yaakov, once you establish he's a son, he's a son. What about how he mishamshik Eved? He worked like an Eved. Uvava Amar Avdi is my slave. Chaz of Amar is my son. Rabbi Yechon before said he can do that. He can do that because he meant he worked like an Eved, but he's my son. However, the Brayz is ain't an Eman. Kashan Rabbi Yechon, he's not believed because we don't believe the Brayz says that a person will treat a son like that. You abuse your son and call him. Nobody calls a son an Eved and treat him like an Eved. Amar Rab Nachman Yitzchak, what's Rabbi Yechon do with this Brayz? Now he said that here you used the, not Stam Eved. Stam Eved you could. You maltreated your son. You abused him a little bit. But here you said, Kodele Avda Meitzamah Meya. This is an Eved, as Moses explained, worth $100. And you wouldn't talk that way about your son, that he has a value, what you're selling him. That far you wouldn't go. You'll say he works like an Eved, but to say that he has a value in the market for $100, my Meitzah Meya, Meitzah Avdi Kuv Zuzi, he's worth $100. No way. If a guy says to his friend, Avdi Gunafta, you stole my Eved. I did not steal your Eved. So he says to him, no, why is it about you? You sold it to me. Or the accused is saying, you sold it to me. Or you gave it to me. Matana. So the accuser says, now Minadin, the person who has the Eved has to swear and then walk away free. Because there's boy in Venoitlin. But the guy who's accusing him says, you know what? I'll let you I'll let you swear and keep it. In this case, there's no shvur. There's no shvur over here. I'm accusing you. There's no shvur here at all. You're like a kaven hakel. So, but over here, I gave you an allowance. The accuser says, you know what? If you want, you can swear. Which I pretend you don't have to, but I'm allowing you to swear. Any yochel lachzboy. Then a minute later, he saw the guy. Really tackled. He thought he's just throwing at him a swear, which showed to be a nice guy. And the guy who likes to swear will walk away and give him back to him. The guy says, "No, I'll take you up on your offer. I'm going to swear." So he says, "No, I didn't mean it." Fa'fal. But the hadin, you don't have to swear. But once you gave him that opening, you can't. It's no different than the following case. In fact, what's a chiddush? Tanin, we learned. Amulei nemer la'aba. If you want to have the yonim, I said, you know what? Your father, I'll accept your father as a dayin. A bedin, he can't be a dayin, but I'll accept him. Once I said that, and the father accepted, and I was sure the father wouldn't. Once the father accepted, I can't retract. Neman alai abba, neman alai avicha, nemoni alai shloisha bako. Three people who are not shloisha of heavy cattle, not of shloisha behemadaki with all rishayim, and he can't take a rush on. But we're talking about I took behemoths, proper behemoths. You can't swat. Ramey says, Yochel Achzboi. You could be any Yochel Achzboi. Same thing over here. Once you gave an opening for a shvur, you can't take it back. Even though Happy Halacha, there's no dinner shvur. Too bad. So what's the chiddush? What do you tell me? Hakamashalom. There's a big machlekes in the Gemara Sanhedrin will have when the machlekes of Chacham and Meir is only about past tense or about etlcha, even if they didn't rule yet. Etlcha means whatever they'll tell me to in the future, will I also know it? If they tell me, if they say whatever they said, I'll accept. So I accepted your father, which is I'm moichel you already. I'm moichel, you can't undo a mechila. What about etzin lechor, where you say whatever they'll pass in the future, I'm going to follow. So since it didn't happen, there's a machlekes the gemara whether that's where the machlekes is or even not. And here it didn't happen because I said swear. Kozma, you didn't swear, you don't get it. So the chiddush is that's the etzin lechor machlekes. Not everyone agrees that it's not a psak I can withdraw, and halacha like a chomim that you cannot withdraw. Team tomorrow. Right, it's a question like yes, at least.